You're listening to SBS News.
The harvest has come too early for winemakers in Moshav Segala, but the farmers are making the best out of what they say is another year of very low yields. Mechanical harvesting takes place at night to ensure that the grapes don't ferment under the scorching Middle Eastern sun. However, Aran Al-Kavi, an agricultural agronomist who specialises in grape growing, is concerned that the situation isn't sustainable for winemakers.
We are still growing the grapes, and if it continues like this for 5-6 years in this situation that was this year, mm-hmm. I think most of the farmer will close and looking for other things to grow.
Wow.
Really. Because this year the yield was very, very low. Mm-hmm. Most of the farmer, I don't know if they are balanced with the economic situation. And I think they are not going to do it for a long time if it's going to be like this, yes.
Mr. Al-Kavi says that high summer temperatures are not the only problem for winemakers. The warmer winters are making vines bud too early, which then affects the quality of the wine.
The most problem that we have is that we don't have too much chilling hours in the winter. The winter become warm, and so the wine is not woke up so well. Mm-hmm. The bud break is very weak and continue for sometimes along 2 weeks of bud break. And it's not good for the yield, it's not good for the quality, and we are dealing with it. We don't really know what to do.
Israel is home to more than 300 wineries and harvests more than 60,000 tons of grapes, producing at least 40 million bottles of wine per year. Official figures from the Ministry of Agriculture estimate that the industry brings in over $53 million to Israel's economy, with a majority of the exports going to North America and Europe. The most common grape varieties include Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Shiraz and Carignan. But grape farmer Ofer Torgerman says that if the same weather patterns continue, he will have to change the types of wine that he produces.
If the temperature will be more high, I must to change my work in the vineyard. The meaning it, it's to take a species that they have a good quality in a warm, mm-hmm. in a warm weather. Maybe in more 10 years from today, maybe I can't to grow Cabernet Sauvignon, for example. And I must to take a species that give you a good quality in a warm weather. For example, Grenache or Carignan or some species like this.
Bud break normally starts in early March and vines flower by the middle of April. But the warm winds coming in from the Arabian Desert are driving temperatures higher, often forcing the vines to close down to survive. Mr. Torgerman, who grows Cabernet, says he's been recording the rising temperatures and shifting harvest times for almost 15 years and that the changes in weather are obvious.
When I begin to harvest my vineyard at the first time, the Syrah, for example, was harvested before the Cabernet. And at the last 5 years, I saw some change that the Cabernet is harvested before the Syrah. The meaning is that something it's influence of my Cabernet and my Syrah. The Cabernet was harvested in the middle of September until October, and at the last year, I saw that the Cabernet it's a harvest at the beginning of the September. The meaning is that it's a harvest 2 weeks before it was at the past.
He warns that the climate is affecting the quality of the wines that he and others are able to produce.
But we see that your wines, it's not very, it's not balanced, and you don't have a good quality in your wine, and you must to make tikkunim, fixed the must and the wine after you bring the grapes to your winery. Mm. As usual, I want that the maturing will be excellent in the vineyard. And if I want that the maturing will be excellent in the vineyard, they mean it that the level of the sugar, the level of the acidity and the aroma and taste of the wine will be balanced and will be at a good time.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.